One week after Congress gave its overwhelming approval, President Obama traveled to Fort Belvoir, Virginia on Thursday, where he signed legislation to overhaul the Veterans Affairs Department. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
I've been serving as your president and commander-in-chief, and I have no greater privilege than the chance to help make sure that our country keeps the promises that we've made to everybody who signs up to serve. With that, I am going to sign this bill.
The conference committee bill sailed through the House by a vote of 420-5 and 93-3 in the Senate. The $16.3 billion measure expands community health care options for vets facing long wait times and commutes, and hires more doctors, nurses, and other health care workers to care for a new generation of veterans returning to civilian life.
We have to make sure the VA system can keep pace with that new demand. Keep in mind that I have increased funding for the VA since I came into office, but we also have extraordinary numbers of veterans coming home. And so the demand is still higher than the resources that we've got. This bill helps to address that.
Veterans living 40 miles or more from the nearest VA hospital or clinic, or who cannot get an appointment in a timely manner, will now be able to seek medical care from private doctors. The new law also improves accountability by giving more and sharper teeth to Robert McDonald, the newly confirmed Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Now, we've already taken the first steps to change the way the VA does business. We've held people accountable for misconduct. Some have already been relieved of their duties, and investigations are ongoing. We're moving ahead with urgent reforms, including stronger management and leadership and oversight, and we're instituting a critical culture of accountability.
The legislation is in response to reports of about 35 veterans who died before seeing a doctor after their care was delayed at the VA Medical Center in Phoenix. VA investigators confirmed the reports, which were first made by whistleblowers to CNN.
If you engage in an unethical practice, if you cover up a serious problem, you should be fired. If you blow the whistle on an unethical practice or bring a problem to the attention of higher-ups, you should be thanked. You should be protected for doing the right thing. You shouldn't be ignored, and you certainly shouldn't be punished.
In one of his first acts, McDonald has ordered all VA health care facilities to hold town hall meetings to hear directly from the veterans they serve. The bill was crafted out of negotiations between Senator Bernie Sanders, a Vermont independent, and Republican Congressman Jeff Miller of Shamokla.
This agreement will go a long way to helping resolve the crisis that exists out there today.
They chair the Veterans Affairs Committees in their respective chambers and co-chaired the conference committee. During a news conference last week, Miller said the blueprint also begins a conversation on the VA's future.
Senator Sanders and I differ about certain things, but one thing that we do agree about is that the veterans of this country deserve the best quality health care that they can get in a timely fashion, and that has not been the case as of late. The VA is not sacred. The veteran is.
Miller does not believe that opening up non-VA clinics for use will lead to an exodus of veterans from the system.
But we don't know until we start this program to see how veterans are actually going to act. And this first year is going to give us a good benchmark with which to be able to set the future of this program.
Senator Sanders was at Fort Belvoir for the signing. Miller was unable to attend due to a pair of previously scheduled trips to El Paso, Texas, and Roswell, New Mexico. Sanders said last month that the new bill was just a start, and on Wednesday, the president concurred.
We are dealing now with a crisis situation, and I think we have done good work in addressing the crisis. But God knows there's a lot more work to be done in many, many areas, so we've got to keep going.
But I want to be clear about something. This will not and cannot be the end of our effort. Implementing this law will take time. It's going to require focus on the part of all of us. And even as we focus on the urgent reforms we need at the VA right now, we can't lose sight of our long-term goals for our service members and our veterans.
In a written statement issued Wednesday, Congressman Jeff Miller called on President Obama to become personally involved in solving VA's many problems. That includes ordering the VA and Department of Defense to work together to establish a joint electronic health record system integrated across all DOD and VA components. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.